All right, we're going to talk some more football now with Newburyport High School coach Ben Smoltzky. And, coach, welcome back. How are things going? And I ask that because I sort of know.
Overall, things are going okay.
Very good.
Little scared today with my wife almost got in a serious accident, but everything worked out, and the car is the only thing that's damaged. So just moving forward and thankful that nothing worse happened.
You know, Coach, that puts another exclamation point on how football works. In fact, you know, that everything changed with the pandemic, priorities changed. But as a football coach, you're a surrogate father, you're a teacher, you have to, the kids learn life lessons. And again, this is one where they say, okay, coach has to take care of himself for a few minutes here and then we'll all get back together again. So, I'm sure the kids are all supportive, on that. And thank God everything's okay.
Yeah, no, they probably won't hear about that anyways because it's all, yeah. They don't know about it, so it's okay.
Well, they will as soon as I post this, so well, that's what we'll talk about. No, but in all seriousness, Coach.
I know what you mean, though, by that, definitely.
Yeah, they will be. They're always, they understand for the most part. I tell you, when I was going through tough times in school, the kids were my saviors. They were so good in understanding. Okay, but let's get back to football. You guys, 2-1. Tell me a little bit about the last two games, Coach, because I haven't talked with you in a couple of weeks, and, maybe tell me how the team is faring so far.
You know, I mean, we came out week one strong with a win against Hampton Wenham. I know you're aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Linfield was a battle. They're a great football team, and you know, it was a battle to the end. 7-0, we're winning at halftime. We left a lot of opportunities on the field in the sense of turnover. End of the half, we could have scored. In the end of the game, we could have scored, and that's not taking anything away from Linfield. You have Ford there, their receiver. He had some big plays.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback threw the ball well, not looking ahead, but we do get to play them week five, so it would be nice to have another shot at them after Ipswich, but, you know, obviously we're focusing on Ipswich right now.
Little rematch, and you handled Triton pretty well last week?
Yeah, Triton, again, you know, looking at the film, we beat them 28-14, a little scare with onside not recovering. Looking at the film, we have so much more we get better at. So it's nice to see, you know, in a victory like that,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, if we improve things, we can get better offensively, we can get better defensively. So we definitely have room for improvement, but it was nice. That's always a, no matter the records, no matter talent, it doesn't matter. That game is always a battle because it's a rivalry game. I know some of the kids look more forward to that than the Amesbury Thanksgiving Day game because, you know, Triton, history of Newburyport and Triton, Triton kids used to go to Newburyport.
Right, right.
And we have a little border battle trophy with that that was instituted in the last four or five years. So it was good getting that trophy back too.
I love it. Now, Coach, did you say the kids are going back full time soon?
They had to make a decision between remote and going back full time, and that's going to be after April vacation.
All right. So I wonder, what have there been distractions with the team with individual players? Is this protocol, this looking over your shoulder, you know, is the game still on? Is that a distraction or you get the kids pretty well zeroed in on what you want?
No, they're zeroed in. I mean, a new report, give the school system a lot of props and Kathy Riccio, our head nurse. The athletes, they rolled out pool testing with the athletes first. So our kids, football, girls volleyball and track, they get pool tested every Tuesday. You keep your fingers crossed that it comes back, all the tests come back negative, but I'm sure the kids think about it. I bet we think about it more as coaches, you know, you're still planning and going as normal until you're told otherwise.
Yeah.
We keep our fingers crossed that they come back negative tonight or, tomorrow morning whenever those results come in. Usually when there's no positive, I hear nothing. If I hear nothing, that's a good thing.
I think it's amazing how everybody is doing, and the coordination, the effort, the everybody on the same page. I just think it's so tremendous. And here you are playing football in the most bizarre time, of course, of all. Now, before we get to your scouting report on Ipswich, Coach, I need you to tell me a little bit about some line play. Can you mention a couple of standouts on either side of the ball?
I mean, John Donovan is our leader up front. Brady Ford, our center, went down before the Ipswich game, and he played center his freshman year, and he's the most intelligent, technically sound guy we have on the line. So we moved him to center because he could handle it. He did have a couple snap issues in the Linfield game, but, you know, he's our best option at center just because he's kind of like the catcher in baseball, making those calls on the on the line. You know, but all across the board, Zach Wilson, he's a defensive end and a guard. You have Eamon Sullivan, Jack Roper, senior guard. Eamon Sullivan plays defensive tackle, offensive tackle. And Sam Cooper has stepped up as well. He had to move to left tackle when Brady went down. And another kid that's really jumped out on the defensive side, and he's a tight end as well, and he's getting some reps there in practice this week, is this kid Andrew Cullen, who I taught his freshman year. He actually was a standout in golf. But the kid's 6'5", like 200, 205 pounds, and he's a big boy. He's really found a role on the defensive line and done some great things there in his first time ever playing football in his life.
Hey, maybe.
He was a good find. He's a senior now, but he was a really good golfer. I always try to get him to come out for football, and, you know, he decided to come out because of this COVID year, so he's been a good addition to the defensive line.
That's a great story. If they ever open up recruiting for high schools, man, you got a job there. That's a good job. Hey, listen, where did you play when you played football? What position?
I was a right guard, and it was a tackle.
Okay.
In the 4-4, they moved me to, so we ran like a 5-2 or a 5-3. You know, we always went against wing T type teams and like the old school power run teams. And then when we went to a 4-4, they moved me to inside linebacker, which I played that to freshman year, and then I got moved to the D line.
Versatile. I see.
And I played center my junior year.
Okay,
and my senior year.
That's where I'm going. That's what I want to ask you. How come whenever we see a new center come in and there's a problem with the center quarterback exchange, everybody always blames the center? How come?
Well, we blame both of them.
I know. I'm just kidding. But you know, commentators always do this. You know, well it's the new center. Wait a minute. It's a two-man thing here. You know, come on.
That's why I couldn't answer it that way.
Yeah. Okay.
We had the one snap at the end. It was a little low and to the side. But you know, the quarterback still could have concentrated and caught it at the same time. So
okay.
You put it on both of them. You know, it's his fault. But you know, in the bottom line is, it didn't come down to one play in that game. There were multiple times where we could have done something better, you know, and that's how it, but you'll always remember those. Any fan watching the game always remembers those plays. But,
of course.
You know, it's like if the guard pulled up and went to the second level, or, you know, we were a step quicker. You know, there's so many plays in a game that makes the difference between winning and losing.
Yeah, but, you know, as our local professional guy down at Foxborough says, you know, it's a team thing. It's not, one guy will invariably get called out, of course, but it's a team thing. And your team sounds cohesive, and I love hearing about the line play, Coach, because when we're broadcasting, I have to follow the ball, and I just don't know what's going on. So thank you for doing that. Those kids don't get enough credit, I think.
Well, they did get an article in the Daily News, so it was good that
yes,
they got credit there.
Yes, I did see that. Yes, and you know,
you don't see that often, though. So
right.
It's like, oh, good, the offensive line, people who don't get hurt about. Let's go.
Who are those guys? Okay, finally, Coach, big game coming up this weekend against Ipswich. So, what's your scouting report on this one?
You know, Ipswich, these kids. I'm talking about our senior classes versus their senior class. They've had battles. Throughout their high school careers, I know they played a couple times their freshman year, but looking at them as a team right now and just taking the seniors out of it, they're a solid, solid football team. They're aggressive. They get after it. You know, their offensive philosophy is to punch you in the face, obviously not literally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just want to run the ball down your throat. They've adapted to changed to the wing tee from their split veer. So it's an old school style of football, and they're really just gonna their goal is to push us around and run the ball and beat us that way. But and then defensively, you know, they like to throw some blitzes, and they just fly around and play football. And you know, the matchup is it's definitely, you know, as a coaching staff, we assess it's going to be a battle. It's going to be an old school battle too, just in the sense of that throwback, you know, hard nosed football.
Ipswich at Newburyport, 5 o'clock on Friday evening, and that is Newburyport High School football coach Ben Smolsky with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.